The Torah is divided into 54 portions to be read every week in a yearly cycle in all the synagogues in the world. Each week is named after the particular portion of the Torah that is read that week and has its particular lessons. Genesis teaches us not how the world was physically created, but articulates the development of human awareness of the world and of self. It is the history of the dawning of human civilization, from the beginning of intelligence, social consciousness, and organization, to something surprisingly close to where we are now. The concept of Yehovah is connected to the ever-expanding mind of man. The more man discovers and becomes knowledgeable of the world, the more he understands Yehovah. After the surviving the horrors of the Holocaust, I was fortunate, with the help of my wife and children, to be able to change the time of crying to a time of laughter, and a time of mourning to a time of dancing. In later years, I have realized that the time of silence is also nearing to an end. The time has come to speak. Time heals. With the passing of time, the pain has eased a little, and it has become a bit easier to speak, so the memory of the Holocaust does not fade.